Well, I want to extend a very Merry Christmas to you who are here. Thank you for being here as we celebrate our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. It's good to see families taking over pews. I'm loving this. And wow, a lot of families here. And great to have you. And we welcome you. Well, Viktor Yushchenko was the people's favorite candidate for president of Ukraine in 2004. Election day exit polls showed him to have a very comfortable lead over his entrenched government opponent. But that night, state-run television reported, "Ladies and gentlemen, we announce that the challenger, Viktor Yushchenko, has been decisively defeated." Well, that was an outright lie. Government officials had actually reversed the results and forced the broadcasters to announce it. But authorities failed to take into account one small feature of Ukrainian television, and that was translation for the hearing impaired. In the lower corner, here's the television, in the lower corner of the television screen was an inset screen of a woman communicating the news in sign language. In the evening, she signed a very different message. She said, "I am addressing all the deaf citizens of Ukraine. Do not believe what they say. They are lying. I am ashamed to translate these lies. Yushchenko won the election. He is our president." Now, nobody in the TV studio knew what was going on. They had no idea what had just been communicated. But that message from the lower tiny corner of the screen unified the deaf community in Ukraine, and soon they were texting one another the actual results. Journalists got wind of this, and they then refused to broadcast the party line. Well, within a few weeks, millions of people flooded the capital city of Kiev, demanding new elections. The government buckled under the pressure. New elections were held, and Yushchenko emerged as the undisputed winner. On the large screen of Christmas, with its lights and trees and presents, food, family, last-minute stocking stuffers, and commentators telling us that this is what Christmas joy and peace involves. On this large screen of Christmas, down in the corner, on an inset screen, are some shepherds telling us a very different message about Christmas joy and peace. Let's ponder Christmas peace and joy by giving attention to the lower part of our Christmas screen. From Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. All who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Our shepherds are broadcasting from a tiny little corner of this immense Christmas screen of ours, and they are signing a different message. Good news, a Savior is born. Now, you know, picture these shepherds getting this news feed. You know, these are tough dudes. They are night shift shepherds. They're afraid of nothing. I mean, they're probably sitting around sharpening sticks in their teeth, you know, just daring a bear or a wolf to even sneeze at one of their sheep. I mean, they sit around besting each other's stories. I'm better than you. With my slingshot, I once took out a viper at 30 yards. Boring. I hit one at 40 while sipping my morning coffee. Beat that, Reuben. You know, I mean, these are these guys. They're tough, rough and tumble guys. But now, it's as if they've all wet their pants and they're screaming like a bunch of terrified little kids. Because this angel appears to them and the night sky lights up with the glory of God. The word for great fear, verse 9, the Greek word, you'll know it, it's mega, mega fear. And that's what they experienced. Well, the angel comforts them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of mega joy for all people. And here's the news, a Savior is born. Now, that's quite a claim, really, that is being made here by these angels and that the shepherds will say. Quite a claim that there's good news for all. I mean, what could possibly be good news for all people? I know. Friday morning, my phone buzzed. It was an email from Red Radish to Go. 50% off and free after 3. Oh, my word, that's good news. And I read that Mauna Loa, Hawaii's highest mountain, the forecast for Christmas, they're going to have a white Christmas in Hawaii. I mean, all that's good. But for all people? I mean, when we consider the needs of people in Finland, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, India, China, upstate New York, you know, it's next to impossible to come up with news that is good for all people. I mean, there is no sports victory, there's no economic plan, political alliance, or weather pattern that does it for all. And so we step back and we have to say this is an outlandish claim. Good news for all people. But here are our shepherds. You know, they're in the lower corner of the big screen of life and of Christmas, singling us the message of the angels. Mega joy for all people. A Savior's been born. Well, how is a Savior being born good news for all? Well, it's only good news if we understand the bad news of Christmas. And, you know, there's good news and bad news. Well, you know, the good news is a Savior's been born. Well, what's the bad news of Christmas? Well, it's the same. A Savior has been born. And it's bad news because the presence of a Savior in our world from God means that we humans have done a shabby job saving ourselves. We failed. You know, on the big screen of the shepherd's world, you know, Rome was in charge of broadcasting, and program after program proclaimed, Caesar is Lord, Caesar is Savior, Caesar brings your peace. And Caesar had done a lot to unite the world, introducing justice, feeding people. But Caesar's peace came at the tip of a spear. You see, it was stay quiet or die. Reality was the threat of world domination by a cruel, ungodly, power-intoxicated band of men. That was resented by most people. Intense nationalistic feeling was clashing openly with sinister forms of imperialism. Moral deterioration had corrupted the upper levels of society and was seeping down into the broader base of society. Government handouts were being used with increasing lavishness to keep the population from rising up. Interest rates were spiraling upward in an inflated economy. External religious observances were considered a political asset. You know, bow to Caesar or else. Abnormal emphasis was being placed on sports and athletic competition, and racial tension was at a breaking point. Are we talking about today? No, we're talking about first century. One writer put it this way: the emperor may give peace on land and sea, but he is unable to give peace of heart, for which man longs even more than for outward peace. Well, what is that to say? It's to say Caesar was a sham, Caesar was a failure, he was not the savior of the world. Well, how about on our big screen? Now, we hear messages of peace and salvation from our political, social, and philosophical sponsors that if we just, you know, work together with creative people and influential networks, we can create a just, verdant, and peaceful world. If we all go green, get rid of nuclear weapons, equalize resources. Well, there are many things we should be seeking to reduce and change about our world, being very attentive to issues of injustice and violence and to doing what is right. But this notion of if we just pull together, we can do it, that is flawed because it fails to get to the root of the human problem. We are at odds with one another. Peace has and will continue to elude us because fundamentally we are at odds with God, our Maker. The foundational relationship of our lives is broken, resulting in we want to be God. And that affects every relationship, the superstructure of human relationships, because we're clashing with would-be gods. If over Christmas break in your backyard you decided to build a four-story structure out of, you know, brick and block, and you just, you know, maybe you cleared a few sticks out of the way, but you just started putting the brick and block on the grass and you know, putting it all together, giving no attention to your foundation, that thing would fall before you finished. If the foundation is faulty, you can't build a structure. I mean, this is just an obvious principle of life. Okay, the strife, the injustice, violence, anger, war, not to mention disagreements within families and among friends, our lack of peace throughout history is signaling that something is terribly wrong in the foundation. Well, the shepherds are down here in their little screen, and they're signaling that the bad news is this: our foundation is cracked. We need a savior. Because we're not gods. And our relationship with the one true God is broken. In his book on Christmas, Tim Keller writes about how challenging it is to receive certain kinds of gifts. You know, some gifts, just by their very nature, make you swallow your pride. So, you know, tomorrow, maybe tonight you open presents, or tomorrow morning you're sitting around the Christmas tree and you open a present from a loved one and it's a dieting book. And then you take another present and unwrap it, and another loved one has given you this book, Overcoming Selfishness. Now, if you say to your loved ones, thank you, thank you so much. I mean, you're admitting, in a sense, I am overweight and obnoxious. Perhaps a friend has figured out that you were in some financial trouble and came and offered to help you, giving you a sizable amount of money. And if that's ever happened, you probably have found that to receive that gift meant swallowing your pride. Well, some gifts are hard to receive because to do so is to admit you have flaws, you are weak, and you need help. Well, there's never been a gift offered that makes us swallow our pride more than the gift of God's Son, Jesus Christ. On the large screen of Christmas. The shepherds are over in the corner and they are signaling, we are lost, we are so lost. We are so unable to save ourselves that nothing less than the coming of God's Son to die for us could save us. Perhaps the first step of true Christmas peace is for us to swallow our pride, to recognize our conflict with God, to give up on the big screen lie that if we just do enough good, you know, all will be well. That's really arrogant when you think about it. Because what is enough good? And who determines it? I love those theologians, Calvin and Hobbes. And in one of their comic strips, we see them hurtling down a snowy hill. And of course, they always have these great conversations in harrowing circumstances where they're flying down this hill discussing goodness. Calvin, I'm getting nervous about Christmas. Hobbes, his tiger friend. You're worried you haven't been good? Calvin, that's just the question. It's all relative. What's Santa's definition anyway? How good do you have to be to qualify as good? I haven't killed anybody. That's good, right? I haven't committed any felonies. I didn't start any wars. Wouldn't you say that's pretty good? Wouldn't you say I should get lots of presents? Hobbes, but maybe good is more than the absence of bad. Calvin, that's what worries me. You know, all conversation about sin and goodness is just without meaning, except in reference to God, a God who sets the standards and to whom we will give account. And that God had to send his own Son to save us tells us one thing. It really is that bad. We are not good enough, and we never will be on our own. Well, this is the bad news of Christmas. We need a Savior. But it is also, remember, it is the good news, and it is the best news, and it is the best news for all people. Why? Because a Savior has been born. And notice what the angels say, for unto you a Savior has been born. Heaven is getting personal with us. Unto you is born a Savior. Well, you know, these shepherds, they're over in the corner of our Christmas screen, and they are busting with joy over this. A Savior for us? You know, shepherds in that day were not highly respected. They weren't drug dealers, but, well, you didn't want your kids playing with their kids. Shepherds were known thieves and liars. If one of them gave you a Christmas present, most likely they had stolen the thing in the first place. Their testimony was inadmissible in a court of law. They were ceremonially unclean. I mean, they lived on the ground with animals. So why would good news for all people come to shepherds first? Well, because if to them, then to us too. You know, in a way, the shepherds are, well, they are the manger tramps. The manger tramps. And they tramp in with all their dysfunction, their uncleanness, lying lips, coveting hearts, sticky fingers. But it's not just that they wandered in by accident. God called them in. God wanted them to be the first to meet Jesus. Well, if tramps are welcome in his presence, so are we all. That's good news for all people. There is someone to save us from our sins, save us from ourselves, save us from all our failed attempts to bring about that deep, lasting peace that we all long for. You know, the shepherd's joy, though, it wasn't just that salvation had come in some generic way. No, salvation was present among them with a name and a face, Jesus Christ. Salvation was a person that they could see and hold, and Jesus changed their lives. They left so full of joy and peace, they couldn't keep it to themselves. They had to tell everybody. And you know what? They're still broadcasting today to us. Come to Jesus. Because in Him you'll find real joy and lasting peace with God. But I'm not worthy. Exactly. Neither were we, they say. But I haven't done enough. Of course you haven't. Nobody has. But He's done it all. So come. But I don't have my life together. You never will. But He can hold you together. So come. But I've messed up. Join a club. Jesus is the Savior. He's come to save us from our failures. So come. But what if He won't have me? What? You think you're better than us shepherds? He rejects no one who comes to Him by faith. No one. But if I come, will He change my life? You can count on it. You will be a different person when you go back to work, when you go back to life, and you will be one in whom endless joy and everlasting peace is a reality. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to do a reversal today, to switch screens, to take the large screen of cultural Christmas, and there's a lot of good things in that. I'm not dissing that, but to take the large screen of Christmas and reduce it to small screen, and to maximize the shepherd's screen. Well, we switch screens by doing what Mary did, by pondering and treasuring these things in our hearts. See, to ponder something means that we put things side by side, and we look at how these fit together. Sometimes we don't always get it. I mean, you have to really ponder these things. And I'm sure Mary put Gabriel's original message together with Elizabeth's words, together with Joseph's dream, together with their circumstances in Bethlehem, and then, wow, these shepherds, what they've just said. She's put all that together, and she's thinking through that, but she also treasures this. You know, to treasure something means to keep it alive. You let it into your life. Well, today, tonight, Christmas Day, go large screen. Find some time to ponder and treasure the good news that your salvation has a name and a face, and it is Jesus Christ. God has loved you. The living God has loved you and entered this world, this broken world, your life, with salvation. Ponder and treasure that by asking, you know, if I really believe this, how will my life and circumstances be different? Now that God in human flesh, my Savior, has entered my world, how will that make my relationships, my illness, my troubles different? Here's the only screen that really matters right now. And not just at Christmas, but in life. Fear not. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For to you is born this day a Savior, and He is Christ the Lord. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our joy, our peace. He has come. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's pray. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, this news is so astounding. Lord, please keep us from making it routine and old hat. But that you have not left us in a broken world, but have come to endure our brokenness and to resolve it and to heal it. And through nothing less than the giving of your Son in human flesh and in human death. Lord, what kind of a God are you that you would love us like this and not leave us? Oh, Lord, we worship you. We bless you. Thank you for the indescribable gift of grace that meets us in Jesus. And Lord, I would pray, Lord, for us in the midst of our fears and circumstances of life, that, Lord, we would all go large screen and our joy would increase and our peace would be real as we would know Jesus, our Savior, in our lives and in this world, working his purposes out for his glory and for our good. Father, thank you for this child, Jesus Christ. Receive our praise and our worship. He is worthy, and we bless your holy name for not withholding your dearest, that we might become sons and daughters of the living God. And that is what we are through Christ our Lord, in whose name we celebrate. Amen.